Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, order my steps in your word. Amen. To God be the glory. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I want to welcome you to Woman on today. Order my steps in your word. Do you know that that was the song that my husband and I had played when we got married over 14 years ago? Amen. It was just our desire that God would order our steps in his word, that God would show us how to walk. And my desire personally was that God would show me how to walk and show me how to talk. Amen. I was a new Christian, about a year and a half old, and I just had a desire and a hunger for the things of God. And even as we got married, we wanted God to order our steps. We had both been divorced, both failed miserably at marriage before we got saved. Now here we were, born again with a brand new beginning and a brand new opportunity to give God the glory in our lives. And I'm just thanking God on today that he continually orders our steps. Amen. That he orders our steps in his word. Amen. God is good. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I'm just praising God today for all of the great things that he has done. And do you not know that God answers prayers, that God has answered our prayer every day of our marriage? God has continually been with us. Amen. He has continually directed our path. The Bible said that the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. So I just thank God that he has continued to direct our path and lead us in the way that we should go. Amen. He has never left us. He has never forsaken us. He has always been with us. So I just thank God for being with us throughout these last 14 years. You know, we never would have made it. We never would have made it if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side. I tell you, God is just so good and just so worthy to be praised. Amen. So thank the Lord. I just thank the Lord for what he's doing and for what he has already done. Amen. I'm ready to get started. I'm just sending out another invitation, amen, to Rise. Amen. I didn't invite my network on Rise to come in and call in, amen, today as I celebrate my birthday, amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm rejoicing and being glad in it. You know, and even as I sent out this invitation, I knew that there were some people who wouldn't be able to make it because it is Saturday afternoon, and we're getting, it's a Labor Day weekend, and we're getting ready to take our kids ready for school, amen. But I knew that there would be some who would want to come by and say happy birthday. And I'm thanking God for Gazelle Simmons in the chat room, amen, saying happy birthday, and for Pastor Amica, amen, amen, Deliverance by Faith, amen. Thank you so much for stopping in as I celebrate not only my birthday, but as I celebrate life today, amen. A lot of us can say that God has been so good to us. My God, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? My God, I thank God for the callers who are already calling in on the switchboard. I'm not going to keep anybody all day. I just want you to feel free to call in. Call in and if you and say happy birthday. You know, a lot of people will say, well, why is she throwing this big birthday celebration on Block Talk Radio for herself? And let me tell you, I'm not only doing it on Block Talk Radio, but I started it on Facebook yesterday. Amen. Yesterday I was at work and I was just so overwhelmed by the glory of the Lord. I work at a residential home for teenage mothers. And I was just so thanking God for positioning me there that I would be able to speak into the lives of these young women. And our mothers are between the ages of 16 and 18 years old. And a lot of you know that I was a teenage mother. I was pregnant at 15, a mother at 16, dropped out of high school at the age of 16 in my, at the age of 17 in my senior year. Amen. Top of the class. I've always been smart. But the devil wanted to have his way with me. But you know that everything that the devil means for evil, God turns that thing around for his good. Amen. And I just thank God. I see you over there, Pastor Amica. Happy birthday, sis. I see some hearts and some smiley faces. And I just thank God for you. Amen. And I thank God that, look, even though I got pregnant at 15, mother at 16, dropped out of high school at 17, was on welfare, amen, by the age of 16, welfare for about 5 years, that God took me from welfare to Wall Street. And then when I got tired of Wall Street, when my purpose was fulfilled there, he moved me into writing books. So I was able to write some life-changing books, and then God moved me from there to a wonderful marriage, amen, to ministry in the church, amen, to be able to preach the gospel, to be able to minister here on Blog Talk Radio, you know, as a ministry in my family with my children. And I looked around me, and I thought about it, and I said, I am blessed. I am blessed. I ministered last week right here on Blog Talk Radio, Living the Blessed Life. When you're living the blessed life, and Gazelle can make a testimony to this, you are blessed anyway. No matter what your circumstances say, you know that you are still blessed. So I started on Facebook. I started taking pictures of myself. Come on, somebody. You know, sometimes you need to just stop and take a picture of yourself and give a big old smile. Make the devil mad. Take a picture of yourself. Took two pictures of myself, posted them on Facebook, and said, you know, I'm giving glory and honor to God today for the great things that he has done in my life. Only God preserved me. Drugs, alcohol, wrong relationships. My God. My God. My husband and I were in the bed talking today, and we were talking about, you know, all the cocaine and all the reefer and all the liquor and all the, you know, people that we spent our time with that we just really shouldn't have been hanging out with in the first place, and all of that stuff that was leading to death. Come on, somebody. So, of course, I'm celebrating life today. Yes, I'm celebrating my life today because, like David, I declare I'm wonderfully and fearfully made, and that I know full well. I praise God for the work of his hands, my God, and I say it is good, the work that he has begun in me and that he is faithful to complete. It is good, the work that God is doing in my life. I'm praising God for life today. Is anybody celebrating life today? My God, I'm celebrating life today because God is awesome. He is an awesome God, you know, and just worthy to be praised. So I want you guys to celebrate with me, you know, not necessarily to celebrate me. I mean, if you want to, you know, celebrate me, I'm fine with that. I thank God for all of the people on Facebook. My God, I woke up this morning and I had all of these birthday greetings, Gazelle and my brothers and my sisters in Christ from all over the globe. Were just telling me happy birthday, and that really touched my heart. So I want to say thank you to everybody who took the time to type in those very precious words, happy birthday. I say thank you, amen. But listen, I am thanking God for life today, my God. And the messages are still coming in, amen. The messages are still, I just got another beep in my ear and my Bluetooth. But listen, I thank God for life. Listen to me. Listen, why am I celebrating life? Because I should be dead. I should be dead today, buried in my grave. My God, I wasn't supposed to make it. Do you understand? Molested at the age of, what, 8 years old, touched inappropriately. My God, my spirit died on the inside of me, because how could anybody do something so nasty and so dreadful to me? My God. Daddy left when I was 10. Oh, God, just went across town and just left his family, started another family. You know, I had unforgiveness in my heart, lived every day mad, mean, angry. Oh, God, it was a miserable existence, you know. And when my birthday came before, what did I do? I got drunk. I got high. Come on, somebody. So I'm thanking God that I woke up this morning sober and in my right mind, didn't have a hangover. My God, had my husband laying next to me, had my children in the next room, had my roof over my head, my God, had food being prepared for me, oh God, breakfast being made for me this morning. Come on, when we live in the blessed life, we got to give God, you got to give God the glory. Come on, somebody. So I'm just praising God today, because he is a mighty God. He is an awesome God. There is none like him. There is none like him, my God. You know, and I see Gazelle, she's in the chat room. She said, preach, you know, preach and tell people how blessed I am. Tell them how blessed you are. Listen, if it had not been for the grace of God, God saved me. I was so miserable, just so miserable. I mean, I was just miserable. And these teenage mothers that I see on a daily basis remind me of where I used to be. Sometimes God will take you and show you where you used to be. He will show you how far he has brought you. Listen, I still have bills on my counter. I have bills coming in the mail every day. But I have a confession on my mouth and a faith in my heart that my God will provide. God shall provide for my every need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Listen, you might be going through a wilderness period right now, but know that God's going to bring you out. Why did the Israelites even have to enter into the wilderness? My God, God tested them. He proved them. And then he wanted to just humble them, my God, so that when he brought them into a land flowing with milk and honey, when he brought them into the promised land, and when they got the riches, when they got the houses, come on somebody, when they got the cattle, that they would not turn their backs on God and say that it was by their own hands that they had wrought this wealth. Come on somebody. But I thank God for my wilderness. Come on. Anybody thanking God for the wilderness today? Knowing that God brought you the way that he brought you and that God is bringing you. Come on. For somebody who's in the wilderness right now, God is bringing you through what you're going through right now, because he's proving you, he's testing you, and then he's humbling you, my God. And guess what? The wilderness does not last always. Trouble don't last always. God is bringing you out, and God is bringing you out victorious. He's bringing you to a land flowing with milk and honey. He's bringing you into the promised land. All of the promises in Jesus are yea and amen. Yea and amen. Yea and amen. For your every yes of God, you have to have an amen on your lips. For every promise of God, you have to be in agreement. For every word that God has spoken to your heart through his word that is printed in your Bible, you have to say, yes, Lord, let it be done to me according to your word. For every promise, there has to be a yea. And for every amen that you utter from your lips, there is a yes from God. Come on, somebody. Every time you say yes, Lord, every time you say amen, Lord, he says yes, daughter. Every time you say let your will be done, he says yes, son. God is saying that when you say amen, he says yes. And when he says yes, he expects you to say amen. When he says yes, he expects you to say amen. Amen. Amen and praise God. And I just thank God for Pastor Amica. He says, thank God that you're on the side of the dirt. You're on this side of the dirt. Hey, that'll preach. That will preach. And he allows you to see another day and that we have our health and our strength. Amen. So I usually have a guest, but you are going to be my guest today. And again, I thank God for those who are already gathering in the chat room and for those who are on the phone lines. I'm going to open up the phone lines. Amen. You can call in to 646. Say yes. Where's the preacher? Amen. There are some preachers in the house. Amen. Say yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Listen, I haven't had a drink in over 14 years. No, that's a praise report. But even greater than that is I haven't wanted to have a drink in over 14 years. Listen, when Jesus delivered us, he delivered us from the influence of darkness, my God. He delivered us from the power of sin, sickness, Satan, and death. Come on, somebody. So all of those destructive habits that I used to have, I don't have anymore. I've only been with one man for the past 15, 16 years. To God be the glory. Come on. I used to change men like people change watches. You know, a new man every 2 years. Amen. You know, and I flirted along the way. Always kept one in the hole. You know, you got to keep one in the hole when you're not sure if that other one is going to work out. Let me just be honest. Come on, somebody. Look, amazing grace. I'm going to take some calls. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. My God. Gazelle said, you know, when it comes to men, sometimes when we're in darkness, she said, a pair and a spare. My God. You know, and you got to laugh. She's laughing out loud. You have to laugh at the ridiculousness of the tactics of Satan. My God. When Satan would say all of this stuff to try to keep you in the hole, to try to keep you in the pit, to try to keep the dirt on top of you, to keep you in the dirt, my God, that you don't feel like you can get free. You don't feel like you're worthy. You don't feel like you deserve what God is promising to do in your life. But guess what? You don't deserve it, and neither do I. God's grace and his mercy are unmerited. We didn't earn it. We can't deserve it. My God, we can't pay for it. It's absolutely, positively free. God gives favor to us because it is his desire to bless us. You know, so if you're not living a blessed life, who's stopping you? What's preventing you? Let the devil know that you're living a blessed life. Put Satan under your feet. My God, hallelujah. Stop believing the lies of Satan and believe what God has said about you. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, listen, stop, let go of the guilt. One thing that I had to deal with was guilt and shame. Let go of the guilt. Let go of the shame. Release it and let God walk you through what you need to be walked through so that you can be delivered, so that you can receive everything that God has for you. The past is the past. What you did when you were a sinner has been covered by the blood. I felt that. Oh, my God, I felt that. What you did when you were a sinner has been covered by the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to take some calls because I want to hear from you guys. Amen. I see people who are wanting to speak. Amen. So I'm going to take these calls right now in the name of Jesus. I'm going to take you, and in the order that I saw you pop up, I have a hand raise. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to take you in 1 minute. I see your hand. I'm going to take this caller that's been with me since the beginning. Area code 912, then I'm going to take 754. After that, I'll take area code 407. Area code 912, you're on the air. Welcome to the broadcast today.
Well, good morning, Pastor Rebecca. Oh, goodness gracious.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good afternoon. You know, it's afternoon already. This day is moving too fast.
Well, considering that I barely got up this side of noon, I understand what you mean.
Amen.
My area code has changed.
I see. I did not recognize the area code because you have moved.
Yes, indeed, indeed. I went from noon and down to Statesboro, and it's 912 here, so... You said, I'll push it 912. I was like, wait a minute, 912? Ooh, that's me!
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, so good to hear from you, woman of God, on this day that the Lord brought me into the earth on my birthday, as I'm celebrating my birthday here on today. And just thanking God for the great things that he has done in my life, that where there was misery, now I have joy. Where there was worry, now I have peace. You know, where there was defeat, now I have victory. And I'm just praising God today for that.
Oh, and I got to tell you, I saw your picture. I was like, you go, girl. I want to look that good at 48.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, God says that he takes us from his glory to his glory, from glory to glory, and he restores everything that the canker worm tried to eat away and destroy. God restores. He is a restorer. And I just thank God for that, you know. And look. You know, people say, you don't look like what you've been through. My God, you know, I just thank God that I can look in the mirror and be like Mary J. Blige and say, I like what I see when I look in the mirror, you know, because I know that it's all to the glory of God.
Amen.
He is just so good.
It's God doing this, okay?
Yes.
Get me.
Amen, amen, and he's a fabulous God. So, you know, I just want to let everybody know this is Gazelle Simmons, the author of That Which Does Not Us Stronger. And Gazelle was a guest a couple of weeks ago, and I just thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're very welcome. I was like, I saw the cute little note this morning. I was like, ooh, I got to write that down. I need to be there.
Like, amen.
Hey.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. And I saw your birthday greetings in the chat room and also on our Facebook. So I just want to thank you for, you know, just shouting me out. I got up this morning. I was so blessed by all of the birthday greetings.
It's like, well, I mean, that's when you know that you're living right, because you wake up and folks don't already say happy birthday before your feet hit the floor.
My God. My God. I'm telling you, that's the truth, because it brought tears to my eyes and joy to my heart. And then I had some birthday cards in the mailbox, too, from my sister and my brother and my husband, you know, had breakfast on the table this morning. You know, it's a blessed life. It's a blessed life. To God be the glory.
And you'd be like, uh-oh, I am blessed. I woke up.
Amen.
Watch out.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Well, stay with me, Gazelle. I'll take another couple calls and I'll come back to you. And, you know, as we go forward with the broadcast to see what God is going to do, you never know what he's going to do here on Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely. I'm going to be right here.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks for calling in. Area code 754, you're on.
Happy birthday, Lord. Happy birthday. Oh, woman of God, I'm so happy for you. And tell brother he did the right thing. You know how he and I roll. You know, he did the right thing by having breakfast on the, tell him that he just scored 10 more points with me. Just happy birthday, woman of God. Just happy birthday. I'm so excited for you. I love you. I just thank God for you. Quickly, I'm coming to New York Tuesday. And call me. Call me when we get finished. When you get finished with the broadcast, call me, because I might try to stop in Elizabeth next Sunday, the second Sunday, and be with you guys.
Yeah.
Just try to stick my head in the door. But again, sis, happy birthday. I'm so excited. God has given us another year. Before, I just woke up to Facebook and I got a message that a young man that I've known for quite some time, he went to sleep last night.
Oh, wow.
And so just the fact that God woke us up this morning.
Go ahead.
Still in our right mind. Still in our right mind. God, you know, hey, we're getting older, so little things are just, but thank God. Thank God that we're still alive and we got the activities of our mind and the activities of our bodies. And I'm just, please, we got so much to be thankful for. Like I said, we might not have all the money we want. We might not have all the things we want.
Yes.
But
every
breath we breathe, every time you breathe a breath, inhale and exhale, you owe God a praise.
My God, praise God. Hallelujah.
Just for the
God, Jesus.
You owe God a praise. Just for breathing. Just for breathing. Not enough. If you don't do nothing else but allow you to inhale, exhale, that's enough to say thank you for. I'm so excited about what God is about to do in your life. This year is not going to be like every other year.
My God.
The Lord says that this year is going to be, this year is going to go down in history as one of the best years of your life.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God says he's going to do more for you in this coming dimension and season in your life that he's ever done.
My God.
I mean, you're going to see some, you're going to experience some things of God and in God that you're going to like, wow. Man, but even so, you say, well, I wish I had experienced, but it wasn't the season and the time. And God says, now is the time. Now is the season that I can do for you and your husband and the ministry and the things that you have put your hands to do. God is going to do so many great, great things. You're going to see not just him doing it, but you're going to see the manifestation. There's one thing that you get a word from God. Yeah, we all got words, man. I don't need another prophecy. Nobody prophesying to me for the next 5 years. I don't need to hear another one. I need to see God do some of the things that he, and this is the dimension that we're in, that we're going to see God do what he said. He's going to manifest what he promised to do. Be blessed.
Oh my God.
Don't forget to call me when you finish.
Yes, sir, I certainly will call you, and that is just a blessing. Now, before you go, before I take this next call, I just want to let you know there's confirmation as to what the Lord has been speaking. For some reason, he had me start writing a book in August. I started writing a book on August the 11th, as a matter of fact. August the 11th, I started writing a book, and there was a sense of urgency. The Lord had me finish that book last night. Last night, I finished writing the book, and the title of the book is Don't Die in the Wilderness. I'm just praising God, because the very things that you have spoken just now were the very things that he has had me speak in the pages of those book, in the pages of that book. And I just thank God for confirmation that he is speaking, that this is the season for God's people to realize the manifestation of the word, of the prophetic utterances that have been spoken throughout the year, throughout this past 7 years, where God has been speaking powerfully. The prophetic has been released in the lives of the people, and now is time for the manifestation. So, yes, I receive that for myself, and I pray that those who are listening will receive that for their lives as well. And again, I'm celebrating life today. I'm celebrating the life of my dear sister, Janice Warden, who went home to be with the Lord 3 years ago. She was 48, and I am 49 today. So another reason I had to finish the book by the time that I was 48 was because I wrote that book in her honor. Amen. In her honor, you know, to know that Janice has always been a fighter, and she fought to the end. So I just thank God that she told me, she said, Becky, you keep going. So I'm living my life, you know, every single day on those words, you know, to give God the honor and the glory and to celebrate my sister's life, you know, to the life that she lived here on this earth and the fact that she is worshiping God today. So I just thank God for those words, and it's just a confirmation that God is still speaking. Obey God, and I thank you, sir, for obeying God and releasing those words to me.
Amen. So let me just write down. Call me later. God bless.
Amen. God bless you. Okay, my God, to God be the glory. The switchboard is full. I'll take some more calls. Amen. We're going to go down to area code 407. Area code 407, you're on the air. Welcome to the broadcast.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you, my darling. Welcome, folks.
Happy birthday to my beautiful sister. I was going to sing you a song, but I don't want to offend anybody's eardrums this morning. My voice is not quite right this morning. I got to get it together over here. You know, I'm an hour ahead of you, so it's actually a little earlier in this part of the world. But I just wanted to call in because I got your message this morning. I want to say happy birthday. Happy birthday
to
my beautiful and blessed sister. You are such a blessing to me and so many others. So I wanted to bless you with a call on your birthday to say happy birthday and to let you know that I love you dearly, my sister.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. I was so shocked to see your number. This is my sister, another one of my real sister, my biological sister, Jacqueline Bowie. I always get her title. She's a master sergeant. Did I get it right?
First sergeant. It's just the title.
Yeah, it's just she. But she is another one of my inspirations. My God. I mean, this girl is just blazing the trail and giving God the glory. She is just diligent, you know. And she, Jackie, you know, I just thank you for calling me today because you have been an inspiration to me. You're younger than me. You know, I was born in 61 and you were born in some other year. I'm not going to give you a birthday.
68. I'm grateful. 68. Put it out there.
So you were born in 68. So you're 7 years younger than me. So even in the house, you know, growing up in the house, I know you saw my bad example, but I'm thanking God that you can now see my good example and appreciate me for who God has made me. But even in my bad example, you continue to love me and you continue to look up to me as your big sister. So
yes,
I thank God for you.
Yes, I do. I love you to pieces. You know I do. And I am extremely proud of you and everything that you're doing to, you know, to further the word of God and just the blessing that you're spreading in so many lives. I mean, you have no fear. You have no idea of the work that you are doing. And, you know, I know that God is watching and I know that he's saying, well done, my child. He is saying, well done.
Amen. Amen. Well, I receive it, sis, because you know. I mean, like, you're my sister. You know, a lot of people don't realize the sacrifice. A lot of people don't realize the struggle. You know, they see me, and they see me as being strong all the time. But I thank God that when I am weak, he is strong. And that he has given me a solid support system with my family, my mother, you know, our mom, my brother, you know, my sisters, hallelujah. I am living a blessed life. My brother Derek, you know, and my sister Vonda. I mean, so many people that God has put into my life. And for you to call here today, I don't even know if you've ever listened to the broadcast. But
I am going to listen. And you know me. I mean, I live, my life is extremely busy, and I don't get to communicate with my family as much as I like to. And that's something that bothers me, but it's just where I'm at right now at this point in my life. I mean, even today on a Saturday, I have a stack of work that I brought home with me that I have to attend to this weekend. But, you know, I definitely wanted to take the extra effort to just take some time out and call you today because this was important to me.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. Thank you so much. And, you know, it's so funny because Anthony and I, you know, for all those who are listening, Pastor Anthony and I, when we met, my sister Jackie was with me. And
I love Anthony. That's my brother-in-law.
And you, that little giggle that you hear right now, she has been laughing at my husband since the day we met when he could. You know, he was just standing. We were in the bar, and I didn't want to be bothered, and Anthony was hovering around, and I had my back to him, and I asked Jackie, I said, is Jackie, is he still there? And she said, yes. And I said, what's he doing? She said, she giggled, and she said, he's not doing anything. He's just standing there.
Looking and smiling, grinning from ear to ear, showing all 32. It was the most adorable thing I've ever seen.
So I thank God that he's still standing, amen. And I just thank God for you, sis. So I'm going to just take some more calls. I wanted to thank you.
I'm going to listen, and I'm just going to be here listening and working.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, thank you, sis. I love you. And Jackie.
To the family, to Anthony and the kids. I love all of you guys.
Amen. How's the weather down there in Missouri? Is it hot?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. It's about in the 70s today, in the high 70s, but it's absolutely beautiful.
Wow. Amen. Well, praise God. So I'll be talking to you soon, and thank you for the beautiful car.
Okay. I'm glad you got it. I'm glad you like it.
Okay. Love you, sis.
Love you, too.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's my sister. Amen. Praise the Lord. She's not the baby, but she is next to the baby, and she is a blessing. Amen. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I'm celebrating my 49th birthday today, giving God the glory for the great things that he has done. Amen. In my life. The switchboard is lit up. I'm going to take another call here and just, you know, pray that if you want to speak, put your hand up. I know you called in to speak, so I'm going to take them in the order that I see them on the switchboard. Area code 973, you're on the air. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hello? Is that me?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Mom?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello, Pastor Rebecca Simmons?
Is this my daughter calling me back? Hi, baby.
I want to show when I got through. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know if I'm shouting away.
No, you're on the air. We can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, happy birthday, Mom.
Oh. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you want to say happy birthday to Grandma, too?
Where's my...
Okay.
Okay. Amen. That's my grandbaby. That's my grandbaby, Nairobi. Tell her I said thank you.
Well, she said thank you. Grandma said thank you.
Amen. What a blessing. Now, this is your first time calling the broadcast, too. This is my firstborn, everybody. As you just heard me testify, I was pregnant at 15, a mother at 16. This is my firstborn daughter, Hakita Edmond. I'm so proud of you, baby. I mean, I'll tell you publicly in front of the world that I am proud of you. And again, Hakita has seen me at my worst. And I just thank God that she can celebrate me at my best. And she is just... I'm so proud of you and what you're doing and the love that you have for me, your mother.
Thank you, and I'm so proud of you. You actually changed me completely. Yes, I did see you at your worst, but you are at your best, and I love you at your best. I love you at your worst. I love you, period. You are my mom, and usually on Saturdays when you're opening up your radio show, I'm in church, and I made sure today that I would be available to call my mom on her birthday. And I went to the earliest sermon so I can make sure that I made it to this sermon. And you have been a blessing to my life. You have been showing me, I've always been a strong woman, and I have been blessed to watch a strong woman grow up to make sure that I became a strong woman. Thank you.
I tell you, I did not expect this today when I did the broadcast in celebration of life and celebrating my life and giving God the glory for my life. I did not expect my sister to call from Missouri, and I certainly did not expect my firstborn to be on the air today. She lives right, my grandkids, two of her children are with me on today, and they blessed me this morning with big hugs and kisses. And now she's calling in, and I did think you were going to be in church, so you surprised me, and I'm going to just get you with a great big hug and a kiss when I see you for that. You did surprise me.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go because I have to do get back into church, but I just wanted to call in and say happy birthday and to listen in to on your radio show. I am going to have to catch you on another day when I guess when I take a rest from, I don't know, whenever if I take another early sermon, I'll just come in and tune in. But I am going to listen to the rest of you, and I'm going to let everybody else come in and speak to you. Okay, Mommy? Love you.
Okay, I love you, and I'm so proud of you. I tell you, to God be the glory. That was my firstborn, my God, Hakida, and she is the proud mother of four of my beautiful grandchildren. I'm so proud of the work that she's doing and in their lives, and I'm just so happy that God is getting the glory. My God, you know, when you let God have his way in your life, you have no idea who it's going to impact. You know, in the same token, you know, we don't realize some of the choices that we make, how they impact other people. But I just thank God that he is, like I said, he is a restorer. This young woman is in college. She's working. She's taking care of those four kids. She, you know, she is married. She married her talented sweetheart. And like all of us, you know, everybody that's on the air now, everybody that's listening, we know that we all go through those wilderness periods, but I want to say to you, Hakida, and I want to say to everybody that's listening, that the wilderness does not last always, and we're going to make it through. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Keep loving on God. Keep listening for God's voice to show you which direction to take. Keep praising him even in those dark times, because God has determined that he's going to get the glory out of our lives, and if we continue to seek the Lord while he may be found, then he will continue to seek ways, new ways to bless us. So I just thank God today for, I mean, I'm done. I'm done. I mean, you guys, I only have 18 more minutes. Thank God for everybody in the chat room. I have a few more calls that I'm going to take on the switchboard. I just thank God for this day. That was my daughter, my firstborn. And I say Hakida, and I hesitate when I say her names because I have two girls, Hakida and Kayla. Kida and Kayla, and I call Hakida Kayla and Kayla Kida. So, but I'm a blessed mother. I am a blessed mother. I am a blessed woman. And, you know, sometimes people can't handle your blessings, but I thank God for all of you who are gathered today who can celebrate with me. I thank God for Miss Quiet Storm and for Jay Strickland. I haven't seen you two in a while, but thank you for stopping in to celebrate my birthday on today. Let's take some more calls. And you know what? Look, if you have words of inspiration and encouragement for the listening audience, that's okay. You know, that's what I'm here for, to bless other people. Amen. That's what I live for. To be a blessing to others. I am blessed to be a blessing. Amen. So it is my privilege and my honor to be able to come and do this broadcast. Amen. Area code 312, you're on the air. Welcome to the broadcast today.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca.
God bless you, Sister Erica Anderson.
How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored amongst women. I'm just giving God the glory for life today and life more abundantly. Jesus said the thief comes but to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I have come so that you may have life and have that life more abundantly. And I am living that abundant life, and I just thank God for it.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Erica Anderson, thank you so much. You know, another young lady that I'm very proud of. Erica, thank you for calling in today.
I just wanted to call and say that I love you and happy birthday. I am grateful for you as well. You've been a mentor. You've been a friend. You've been a spiritual mom in my life, and I just thank God for you because he sent you in my life at a time where I didn't know if I was going to make it through or not. And when he sent you to me, I knew that there was hope and that I could make it through what I was going through at that time. And I just thank you for being a part of my life and continuing to keep in touch with me and to check on me and call and text and things like that. You have been a big inspiration to me. And I just thank God for you. I thank God for you. I will tell anybody around the world, everybody that's listening, that you are a great woman of God, and I know that you love him, and I thank you for allowing him to use you to minister to other women and to continue to help us, even as young women. And I thank God for you because we struggle with a lot, and sometimes a lot of people don't understand what single women go through. And being a young woman at the age of 27, you know, I've experienced a lot. And so I just thank God for you. And I hope that you will continue to enjoy and that God will bless you on today with unexpected blessings and just abundance of whatever it is that you desire for being faithful to him. And I just love you again, and I appreciate you. And everything that God gives you, you deserve.
Oh, my God, to God be the glory. Thank you so much, Erica. My God, everybody, I met Erica in Chicago when the Lord sent me down to Chicago last year to preach. And, you know, Erica is funny because when I stood up there to minister, I did not want to share my testimony. I thought I was going to preach a pretty little sermon and, you know, just anything but my testimony because I was, you know, I felt like the devil wanted me to make it seem like, okay, the testimony was tired and nobody wanted to hear it anymore. But the Lord pulled my testimony from my belly, and then you came up to me afterwards and told me that I have been preaching your life. So I just thank God that he pulled that testimony out of me. And I want this to say to the people out there, my friends and my family who are listening, your testimony is to bring God glory. What God has brought you through is to bring him glory. Joseph said, you know, to his brothers when they threw him into the pit and they sold him into slavery, and after he elevated him, and then his brothers had to bow down before him and apologize, Joseph said, I'm not mad at you, because what you meant for evil, what the devil meant for evil, God turned it around for good and saved much people alive. Your testimony is going to save somebody's life. And Erica, I told you that when we talked on the phone. Your testimony is going to save many lives. And I thank God. Listen, this might sound crazy, but I just thank God that I went the way that I went because he knows the way that I take.
Yes.
And he used that. He's using it for his glory. So I just thank God for you today, young woman. You keep on keeping on. Because God had, and for you and my daughter, Akita. Akita's in her early 30s. She's 30, she'll be 33 this year. And my sister, Jackie, you know, who's in her early 40s. You know, you guys, you're the torchbearers, you know, for Gazelle, you know, all of the women on this line, all of the women in the chat room. Look, even the men, the young men who are listening, you're the torchbearers, you know. You guys keep on keeping on. Let that light shine. Let your light shine so that men and women can look on your lives. And everybody that's called today, Pastor Amica, everybody in the chat room, all of you guys are doing great things for the Lord. None of you that I have talked to so far are insignificant in the kingdom of God. You guys keep letting your light shine because God's getting the glory, amen, and people's lives are going to be changed, not just by my life. I'm just a vessel that God is using, but God is no respecter of persons, and lives are not just going to be changed by my life, but I guarantee you, if you stick with the Lord, many lives are going to be saved and many lives are going to be changed as a result of the life that you guys are living.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Beth. Thank you so much. And we just got finished. I'm actually at my church right now, and we just got finished doing prayer outside. So we just came in from that, and it was a blessing today.
God.
And so I just wanted to come and catch your show. When I got your text that it was your birthday, I'm like, oh, okay, I have to call in for this. So, but God is still blessing.
Amen. I'm happy to hear that. So thank you so much for calling in. You have blessed me tremendously, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Yes. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca, and you enjoy your birthday.
Thank you. And give Pastor Larry and First Lady Carol my love.
I sure will.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. I have only a few more minutes, but I'm going to take a couple more calls. I think I have about 3 more calls to take. Amen. I'm going to start with Erica 862. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Erico 862, are you there? Erico 862, this is your last opportunity to speak. Amen. I don't know what my husband is doing. That is his phone number, Erico 862. He must have had to leave the phone. Because
hey, I'm
there.
Here. I'm here. Hello?
Hey, honey. Yes, you are. Yes, you are here. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. I love you. Happy birthday.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. What are you doing calling in? You've told me happy birthday already.
Yeah, I know it's woman to woman, and I felt compelled to just call publicly and thank you for all that you do for me, the kids. You pour out so much to so many, and I'm a I can benefit in such a great way from what you do to me daily. And just you speaking into my life over the years have allowed me to do some great things for God and for the family and for those who I care about. So I just felt obligated to call you and wish you happy birthday again. And this probably won't be the last time. We still got a lot of day ahead of us.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But thank you, dear. I tell you, together, you and I write beautiful music, and I love you, and I just thank you for being in my life. You have made, meeting you that night in the Vanity Club was definitely ordained by God, that he saw two lost people, that he was going to bring closer to him, and as we went closer to him, that he would bring us closer to each other, and together we could change the world with the word of God. So I just thank God for you and the influence that you have had on my life. So I know God is using you mightily in my life. I don't need, he's used you to help to bring me joy. So I just thank God for you being the gravy on my mashed potatoes and the whipped cream on top of my strawberry sundae. So, and the cheese in my macaroni. So I love you. Jackie's on, so she's laughing at you right now.
Amen. Marcus is with me, and he's laughing also.
Amen. So you're driving?
Yes.
Amen. Well, honey, I'm going to let you go. I know you're driving. You're on your way to take our son down to his nana. So God bless you, honey, and thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. God bless you. Love you.
I love you, and I'll see you when you get back. Amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. I think I have one more call. I don't know if I took this call or not, but let's see. Area code 510. You're on the air. Welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning, Pastor Rebecca. This is Miss Quiet Storm. How are you? How are you?
God bless you. God bless you.
Oh, glad I had a chance. Normally I'm on the air, so I don't get to catch the show, but I decided today I needed a day of rest, and I came on, and I'm glad I found you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Wow.
Thank you.
So incredible. You deserve it. Have a beautiful day. Do you all day. It's your day. Rest in the Lord. Have a good time. Ooh, I wish I had known before. I'd have sent you to have a massage or something. You got to send me your address so I could just send you somewhere to just do you, relax, and just, people don't understand when you're constantly putting out, you're always a blessing. I know from the first day that I had an opportunity to listen to your show, you have always been such a blessing, pouring out. And it's your day for people to pour into you. Have a wonderful birthday. Enjoy.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Firestorm. And I do appreciate the offer. I will send you my address if that the Lord presses upon your heart to do something. But just your calling in has blessed me because I know you're a very busy woman. I have missed you. I haven't seen you. I didn't realize we were on the air at the same time. So because
from 9 to 11 Eastern on Saturday, but I've been traveling, and today I was just tired, and I said,
yes.
You know what? I need to, you know, I was trying to pull it off, and I said, I can't do that, you know.
Amen.
You know, sometimes your body says, you know what, and I'm saying this to you, when your body says, hey, it's your day, take a day, pamper yourself, you know, sometimes you got to just listen.
Well, I received it. I receive it, and I'm going to do that. I don't know about today, because we do pass the amic. Pass the amica says, make room for the party, get rid of the kids, do it right. But I have grandkids here, I have kids here. We do still have to get ready for school. Pastor Amica, you and Pastor Emily. Pastor Emily, you guys have to connect. We definitely going to connect when you get to New Jersey. But we are celebrating, and like Ms. Quiet Storm said, we will take some time, you know, not today, but before the year is out, we're going to get away, just the two of us. And I just, woman of God, listen, I just have so much admiration for you. I've watched you over the years, and I just thank God for another godly example. The Lord knows we need godly examples of how to do this thing, how to do this ministry. And I just thank God for you. And for you always having a kind word for me. Every time I speak to you, you always have encouraging words and always there quietly supporting me. And I just thank God for you. I just want to say that publicly, that I do consider you, even though I don't talk to you, I do consider you to be a friend and a friend in Christ and a friend indeed. So I just thank you for taking time out to call me today and say happy birthday.
There was no way I could miss it. Like I said, from the very first time I've listened to your show, you have always just poured out and been such a blessing. And having opportunity to have shared with you in the past, it's been a beautiful thing. And, you know, I know your heart. I feel your heart. You have to forgive me because I'm getting emotional right now. And I'm okay. But, you know, when somebody touches your life in a way that you have touched mine and so many others, it's something you never forget. And so having come across here and finding out it's your birthday on top of that, there's no way I could not have called in and said, happy birthday, I love you, and I know God is going to bless you with many, many, many more.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for calling in. I can't believe the hour went so fast, and I can't stay too much longer because I do have to go out. Ms. Quiet Storm, thank you so much for calling in. I have one more caller that's on the switchboard that has not been on the board, and I don't know if she will get on the board. I just want to just thank you all for being with me on today as I get ready to take this last call. I want to ask you to go to our website at nccmonline.org to see some of the things that the Lord is doing in the ministry. We have a women's conference coming up October the 8th through the 10th, and also our youth rally is coming up on next weekend, the 11th and the 12th. So see, if you're in the New Jersey area, come on by and celebrate with us. And the Lord is also, I'll be preaching at a couple of places this year. I don't remember where, but if you check my calendar, you can see. And maybe if you're in the area, you can come out to support. I thank all of you for calling in. And as I take this last call, I just say thank you for celebrating life with me. This call, 973-624, you're on the air. I don't know if you want to say happy birthday to me on the air or not. Area code 973-624, you're on the air. Amen. I didn't think that person wanted to be on the air. That is my mom.
Hello, Pastor Rebecca.
Mom.
God bless you and happy birthday, daughter.
Thank you so much, Mom. I know you don't like to come on the air, so I was holding back. I was like, I'm not going to put on the air if she doesn't want to be, but I thought you might want to come on today.
Yes, I was going to call you a little later on, but I've been kind of busy. I'll talk to you later about that, but happy birthday, honey, and I love you.
I love you too. Amen. Well, that was my mother. God saves the last, the best sometimes for last. This is the woman that brought me into the world. She doesn't like to be on the air. She doesn't like to be in front. But let me tell you something. This woman has supported me privately for so long. She's been there through the worst of it, through the best of it. She gave birth to me. And she sits in the front row of my church as our church mother deacon, and she is a blessing. Amen. So I thank God for you, Mommy. Thank you for bringing me into the world. Thank you for giving me life. And I just thank God for you. I love you too, Mom. Amen. Amen. So that's the end of our broadcast on today. I want to thank everybody for calling in. You guys have made my day. You guys are the best. You are the best of the best of the best, and I just thank God for all of you. Amen. So, Pastor Amica, I thank you. God bless you. God is so good. God is so good, and I thank God. I thank Jesus today for my life. Amen. I really thank Jesus for my life. So God bless you. I'm going to tune out. I want to thank you all for calling. My switchboard is gone, so I couldn't put anybody else on the air if I wanted to. But let me just say these words for those of you who are still listening. Behind every great person, there are great people that have helped that person to become the person that he or she is. And I know that it was only because of Jesus that I am who I am today. But one thing also that I know is that it's because God has brought each and every one of you in my life that I am able to keep moving forward to do all that God has called me to do. Without you all, I couldn't do this. I couldn't do this. And I just thank God for you being there with me, supporting me, being the hands in the middle of my back, and pushing me to move forward and do what God has called me to do. So today, as I celebrate my life, I celebrate your lives, and I celebrate the fact that God brought you into my life. I love you all, and I say God bless you all. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Until next week, right here on Woman to Woman, amen and praise God.